so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: President Chilema joins mourners at burial of Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV. Government releases 48 million kwacha for Zampo Street retirees' benefits. And in international news, blow for Kenya's ex-deputy president as court upholds his impeachment.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has joined thousands of mourners at Ependukeni Palace for the funeral of the late Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV of the Ngoni people, who died on May 30, 2026. Among those in attendance are Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa, traditional leaders Tonse Pamozi Alliance presidential candidate Brian Mundurile, and his running mate Makebi Zulu, along with other government and opposition leaders. Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV is expected to be laid to rest today at his cattle kraal at Ependukeni Palace. Speaking during the funeral procession, Inkosi Mnokwa has described the late traditional leader as a unifying figure who served all people without taking political sides and worked with successive governments to promote development. Meanwhile, Chipata Diocese Bishop George Lungu has described Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV as a dedicated leader and a gift from God, saying he should be remembered and appreciated for his service and achievements during his reign. The Zambia Postal Services Corporation has commended government following the release of 48 million kwacha to facilitate the payment of terminal benefits owed to Zampost retirees. Speaking on behalf of Zampost management, staff and retirees, Postmaster General Lydia Simakondo has described the development as a significant milestone that restores dignity and hope to former employees who have patiently waited for their benefits. Ms. Simakondo has noted that the intervention demonstrates government's unwavering commitment to improving the welfare of Zambians and addressing long-standing obligations affecting retired workers. She has further stated that the payment forms a part of the third phase of the corporation's efforts to settle outstanding retirement obligations owed to former employees. Ms. Simakondo has added that disbursements will be made on a first-retired, first-paid basis to ensure fairness, transparency and accountability throughout the process.
We are so grateful for the 48 million that's been released towards our retirees. This is a clear statement by the government of the UPND that people do matter, that people deserve dignity. As we continue to resolve the legacy issues, examples cannot pay a blind eye to the people that have served the nation through dedicated service for so many years. So to our retirees, thank you for your patience. Here is your closure. Here is your dignity served by this caring government. We're grateful for the Ministry of Technology and Science, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. This continued demonstration of confidence that they have in the Zampa's leadership, and we commit to our transformation agenda.
Transparency International Zambia through its Koteteza Masanko Project says it has received reports alleging that officials and supporters affiliated with the UPND have offered money to some aspiring candidates to withdraw from electoral contests and support ruling party candidates. In a statement, TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe said that one aspiring candidate allegedly rejected an offer of 800,000 kwacha intended to persuade them to pull out of the race. Mr. Nyambe said the allegations raised serious concerns about the integrity of the electoral process and has called on investigative agencies to establish the facts. He has further expressed concern over reports of vandalism targeting campaign materials belonging to Solwezi Central independence candidate Poho Kawina, including the destruction of two billboards valued at 24,600. Mr. Nyambe has also noted concerns about the relatively low level of campaign activity compared to the 2021 election period, warning that limited voter engagement by political parties could contribute to voter apathy. He has since called on all political parties, candidates and supporters to reject political intolerance, violence, intimidation and electoral corruption ahead of the August 2026 general elections. The non-governmental gender organization's coordinating council has expressed concern over reports that some self-proclaimed pastors, commonly known as papas, are allegedly exploiting women and girls through sexual manipulation and persuading them to sell property in exchange for promised miracles and financial breakthroughs. Speaking to Hot FM News, NJOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe said that many women and girls have reportedly lost marriages, property and money after being influenced by individuals claiming to perform miracles. Ms. Katebe said the practice is leaving families financially and socially vulnerable and requires urgent attention from both authorities and communities. She has since called on governments to closely monitor the growing number of churches and religious institutions being established in residential areas and other communities. Those defilements and the matters, some of the matters that are in court where women are doing gruesome things to, because the papas have influenced them. This is one thing that they cannot just talk to the women and the papas. This can be an appeal to government to look at how these churches are mushrooming and who is giving them the certificates to begin to open churches like you are opening nursery schools. So really, I'm a Christian and I understand that Zambia is a Christian nation. But we should know that most of our women have lost money, most of our women have lost their marriages, most of our women have been manipulated to a point where they sell houses to give money to the papa so that next day they will be blessed in hundredfold. I think government must also take keen interest in what is happening with our church mushrooming.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The latest TransUnion analysis has found that only 1.1% of transaction attempts involving consumers in Zambia in 2025 were suspected of digital fraud, significantly below the global average of 3.8%. TransUnion Africa Senior Director of Fraud Product Management, Amrita Reddy, said although suspected digital fraud declined year on year, fraudsters are increasingly using sophisticated scam-based tactics that exploit trusted digital platforms. Ms. Reddy has noted that while Zambia's fraud rates remain relatively low, the impact on victims is significant. She said among consumers who reported losing money to digital fraud in the past year, the median loss was 8,198 kwacha, the lowest among the African countries surveyed. In a statement, Ms. Reddy said 33% of affected consumers cited third-party seller scams on legitimate e-commerce platforms, highlighting that fraud is increasingly occurring within trusted online environments. She said according to the report, Zambia reported its highest suspected digital during accounts creation at 13.7% in 2025, the highest among African countries surveyed and well above the global average of 8.3%. Ms. Reddy said the retail sector recorded the highest suspected digital fraud rate at 2.8%, reflecting a shift towards identity-based and platform-driven fraud as consumers become increasingly active online.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest